Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. And today we're going to be talking about biometric payment cards. And to help me with this conversation, I have Michelle Roig, Head of Sales and Customer Support in the Smart Card business line for Fingerprints. Michelle, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Excellent. Now, let's first start right off and kind of answer the question of what's the market for biometric smart cards?
Well, we at Fingerprints believe there's a huge market opportunity with the biometric smart cards, and the target market that we're after is obviously the smart cards, and we focus specifically, obviously, on payment cards. There's around 4 billion smart cards sold globally every year that are addressable for biometrics, and that's sort of the market we're going after. Out of these, roughly half of them are today contactless, and that's where we see a huge opportunity, and that number is growing year by year.
Excellent. Now, so you don't necessarily need to sell me on the idea of biometric smart cards, but why are fingerprint sensors on smart cards such a good idea?
Well, I think there's a consumer pool based on fingerprints on mobiles that people are used to it. But more than that, it's the general term of people don't wanting to remember PIN codes and keeping several PIN codes. And really, it's all about convenience. And especially if you look at the contactless payments and the rise of contactless payment around the world with payment cards, most of those payment cards have a transaction cap. So you can use them, but you have to use them for small amounts, usually below $25 or 25 euros, something like that. And that creates a burden, basically, for the consumer. They want to feel they can use it in everyday life. And biometrics basically solves that. You get the convenience, but you also get the security. And that's what users are a bit afraid of. They feel insecure that if they drop the card, basically anybody can pick it up and still use it until that cap level. And at the same time, obviously, they want the convenience of using it in everyday life.
Excellent. Now, I think we kind of briefly touched upon it here, but what's really the opportunity for banks and retailers for smart card readers?
I mean, for banks, I think it's several, right? I mean, it's about differentiation, bringing new innovation and bringing new technology to the consumers and standing out. But it's also to reduce the fraud. I mean, as I mentioned, there is the cap. So below that cap, you can use the card and you can use it without identifying. And basically, if you drop a card, there is risk of fraud. And also there's been attacks on skimming the card where people get close to the people with the card and can skim data from that card and do transactions below that value. So from a banking perspective, they're offering a consumer benefit in terms of taking that transaction cap away, enabling the consumer to use it for everyday life, but still giving them that sort of security, convenience and security. Consumers we've done a study with consumers that shows that they're actually willing to pay more for these type of services. And again, the resemblance to what they're already used to in the mobile phone space of using their biometrics for unlocking and paying. When it comes to the retailers, I think there's a huge saving potential in actually making the queues in line speed up and having people passing through the lines much more quickly, enabling much more throughput in the lines and the shops. And also then, of course, adding the convenience for the consumer that doesn't have to stand in line and quickly passing through their checkout process.
Great. Now, certainly biometric smart cards is a really hot topic. Now, from your viewpoint, what, you know, are we going to see in the upcoming months and years from biometric smart cards?
Well, as you might have seen in the late last couple of months and events, Money 2020 Las Vegas, Trust Tech in Cannes last month, there's a lot of buzz of biometrics on cards, and a lot of the big players in this industry are doing quite a lot of noise around biometric cards. We've seen IDEMIA, the global player, announcing cards and trials and events showing their technology. Likewise, from Gemalto, we recently had a press release actually today with Linksys, which is a big player in this industry, evolving and showing these type of solutions. So what we're seeing from all of these players is actually the whole ecosystem coming together. We have MasterCard from a scheme perspective driving very hard, Visa coming into the play now as well. And basically we're seeing trials and pilots starting up now in the market. With a few different issuers starting events. We had an issuer pilot that started a few months back with Air Plus in Germany, and we feel a lot more of that coming as we go along.
Excellent. So if people are curious to learn more about Fingerprints, where can they go to learn more about your organization?
So people can look us up on Twitter. They can check our webpage at www.fingerprints.com. And we have most of the announcements that we made over the year at our webpage. And they're welcome to contact us at any time.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for taking the time today, Michelle, or talking to us about biometric smart cards. And we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Ryan.
That wraps up another episode of the Payments Journal podcast. If you're interested in being part of the podcast, please reach out to us at info@mercatoradvisorgroup.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, and we look forward to keeping you up to date with the latest payment news.